adventure thriller, My Beloved is a Vampire. But first, this message. Midnight in Mary Thomas' bedroom above the Vanity Flower Shop, somewhere just off the boulevard, Hollywood, California. Jack and Doc broke into the Vanity Flower Shop and ran upstairs. And over old Mr. Thomas' protest, walked into Mary's bedroom. Jack accused her of being the platinum murderess and stated that she was not blind. When she removed her dark glasses, her eyes were covered with cataracts. But Jack still insisted that she was the killer.
Yes, Mary, you're the killer. You see the ring on your third finger? It's the same one I saw on the hand that was holding the flashlight in the Mecca basement a few minutes ago.
Oh, no.
Jack, are you crazy? You saw her eyes when she took off her glasses, nothing but whites with little red veins running through them. No pupils at all.
Mary's a very clever young woman, Doc. As well as being as ruthless and as vicious as any girl I ever heard of.
Now, look here, Jack.
Never mind the act, Mr. Thomas.
Act? What act? Who's putting on any act?
You and Mary.
Yeah, you can't talk that way. I'm going to go call the police.
You're going to stay right here in this room.
Huh?
Get over there beside Mary's bed.
Now, look here.
Keep your gun on both of them, Doc. And let's mine down in the Mecca basement with Mexico.
Mexico, is that here?
Yes, and when he finds out all the dirty, low-down tricks you and Mr. Thomas here have played on him.
I don't know what you're talking about. I say I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you. In the first place, Mary here is not blind, despite the way her eyes look. I've heard of contact lenses as well as you have.
Contact lenses?
Certainly. Glasses that fit right on out of the eyeball. Except that Mary had contacts ground of opaque glass with fine red lines in them to resemble eyes covered with a cataract.
You mean she can take them things out and see as good as anybody?
Certainly.
Well, they sure look real to me.
Well, they would to anyone if you went looking for faith. Mary played on people's sympathy. No one looks closely at such tragedy. They take one glance and turn their eyes away. So all this time, she's been getting away with her pretense at once.
Then it was Mary we almost caught down to base here.
Mr. Thomas, keep those hands up. That's for the penny shop. Keep them covered.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the worst job I ever had.
Believe me, Doc, he's all wrong. He's all wrong.
Oh, if I'm so wrong, will you tell me what Mr. Thomas here is doing with his gun and holster fastened to his hip?
I always carry it, always. Self-protection.
I thought the police took your gun away after the Ronnie Williams shooting.
For evidence, this here's another one.
You're just lousy with firearms, seem like, Grandpa.
All right, Mary, you better get out of bed.
Right before everything?
Right before everybody. I want to be sure you haven't got a gun concealed under the covers.
Well, Jack, you couldn't...
Now, get it out of your head that we're dealing with sweet little blind Mary Thomas. This is a killer. The woman who killed our friend Rosita. Get out there.
All right. Have a stroll. I'll not fool you.
Hey, she's got all her clothes on.
Certainly she had to. She didn't have time to undress after we caught her in the basement. And got up here too fast.
Pretty smart, aren't you?
Now you're in your real character, Mary. The character of the girl behind all those disguises.
Jack, you mean she ain't any more Mary than she is old Lil or any of the other girls she pretended to be?
That's right. Who are you going to be tonight, Mary, when we caught you entering your dress signal?
You're guessing as good as anybody. I smelled Maxie goes off with cigars down there, though, and I got out.
And you've got away safely, except for that ring on your finger.
I wouldn't you know it. Lousy stone, too.
But you get back your visit to the basement tonight. You were going to dress up and go back to the sanitarium, weren't you?
Was I?
Yes. You were going to make one more desperate try to kill young Richard Knight.
And why was I going to do that?
Because he recognized you. That's why Mr. Thomas here hit him when Doc was holding him. Mr. Thomas tried to kill him with that blow. He's been hanging around the flower shop, trying to be sure that under your blind girl disguise was the girl he that he knew was Elizabeth Arnold. Perhaps he even accused you in the shop, and then Mr. Thomas here had to act fast. Kill him before he gets off.
You'll have a tough time proving that.
Oh, no, not with young Knight recovering. He'll be in his right mind any time now, and you're washed up. That's why you came into the sanitarium right under our notice last night, dressed in the mirror. He can tell everything.
And he was talking about you when he was raving about my beloved is a vampire.
He is talking about you, Mary.
So what?
So nothing. Except I guess that's what you are, a blood-sucking, evil female creature. Not a woman at all.
All right, Candace.
Well, that explains Richard Knight. Now let's start at the beginning. That torpedo Mickey Lowenstone. First murder.
Yeah, Lowenstone helped you lift that 15 grand off of Pooch Morelli, didn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do, because the police have got the 50,000 back.
What? That's a lie.
I say it's a lie.
Oh, no, it isn't. They picked up your pal, Mr. Stanley, over at the Nymph and Fawn bookshop several hours ago and found the money.
Stanley's in jail?
And that brings us to the end of the trail, as far as you're concerned, Mary. You're actually Martin Stanley's wife. Inspector Adams has been working on that angle all along. And now we know who you and Martin Stanley really are.
She ain't Mr. Thomas's daughter,
though. No. Stanley's head of one of the most ruthless mobs that ever drifted west out of Kansas City. He was the first racketeer out here. Smooth, kept under cover. Everyone working for him was like Mr. Thomas here, Mary. People who had the killer instinct, but who looked like anything but gangsters.
Keep them hands up where I can see him, Mary.
Boots Morelli came out when he heard what a good thing Stanley had and tried to muscle in.
So this really has been a gang fight.
Yes, except a lot of innocent people have been hurt. Mary here actually is an ex-picture actress named Julia Kramer. Never amounted to much. Then when Stanley came along, she married him, and he taught her the mobster code. She mixed crime and her abilities as an actress, and... Well, this is where she ends up.
Don't give me that this is the end stuff. You're only sitting for the second reel.
Maybe. Anyway, you did enlist Lowenstone's aid to hijack Morelli out of the $50,000 he and his mob lifted from the California Nevada bank last July. When you were finished with him, you kept a rendezvous with him in the Mecca Theater and killed him.
But, Jack, well, what about Ronnie Williams, the doorman over to Mecca? He held up Mr. Tom.
He did nothing of the kind. He was a dumb kid who didn't know enough to keep his mouth shut. He either found out about the secret room downstairs or else saw Mary in the empty theater with Lowenstone. Instead of going to the police, he said something to either Mary here or Mr. Thomas, and that finished it. Mr. Thomas deliberately shot him in the flower shop, slipped a black mask over his face, and pushed him out of the door as though Ronnie Williams was trying to run. Then he began to yell, "Hold up."
Mr. Thomas, you deliberately shot a kid that never done you a lick of.
Potentially dangerous. I say potentially.
Grant, you fool, keep your mouth shut.
Why, you vicious old codger. You're as bad as Mary or Julia or whatever,
and then came Rosita.
Yeah, we hired Rosita to follow old Lil after she came around trying to blackmail Maxie Gold and then flashing that $50 bill. If you was old Lil, why did you do them things, Mary?
I was trying to build up a character. Wanted everyone to feel the type of old woman she was. That way you'd never suspect she wasn't real.
Oh, fattening up your part, huh?
And that's where you made a mistake. Those are the things which caused us to put a shadow on old Lil. And Rosita spotted you at once when she began to study you closely.
I knew that.
In other words, you simply weren't a good enough actress to carry it off and make it believable under the gun.
I am a good actress. Don't you dare say I'm not.
Uh-oh, a touchy point.
What happened in the movies, too. Nobody appreciated what a good actress I really am. Well, I shook them. I shook plenty of people. I certainly made Boots Morelli go for Lee Carroll. I took in Max Gold as Millie Morgan. Baby, did I throw the mama's boy Richard Knight for a loop as Elizabeth Arnold. Even took in his old man and old lady.
Yeah, and you sure took in me as Mary Thomas. I get a lump in my throat even now when I think how lovely and sweet and gentle Mary was and what a hellcat was underneath all the time.
Yeah. So now try to say I'm a lousy actress.
Okay, maybe you've proved your point. Don't you have any qualm of conscience over killing all these people? Why did you kill Boots Morelli, by the way?
I didn't say I did.
But you did. You see, he was hanging around the hospital at the time the first attempt was made on Richard Knight's blood.
See, yeah, Jack. I was sitting right in the flower shop with Mary and Mr. Thomas when it happened.
Yes, that first attempt was made by Mr. Stanley. He shot through the window and Morelli saw it. Morelli trailed him back out here to Hollywood. Stanley saw he was being followed and called Mary from the bookstore. Then Stanley went to the Mecca Theater where Mary was waiting with her piece of lead pipe. Morelli followed Stanley in the back entrance. Well, Mary took care of everything.
Didn't you hate it, Mary?
Leave me alone.
Mary, there's one thing I wish you'd tell me before I turn you over to the police.
You haven't turned me over to the police yet.
You don't think we aren't going to, do you?
Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. What do you want to know?
Who's the woman you killed and dressed in the disguise of old Lil?
Why don't you ask Martin Stanley that?
What do you mean?
That dame was from Kansas City. She thought she was Stanley's wife and she was going to make trouble for me.
The wife? Then you weren't even Stanley's wife.
I'm the only wife he's got now.
Honest to my man. Oh, what kind of a female are you anyway?
I'll show you. Get out of my way.
Mary, stand still. Stop or I'll shoot.
You're going to have to shoot to stop me. I'm going to...
I'm warning you, Mary. I'm warning you.
Shoot, blast you. Shoot. Oh.
You want some of the same, Mr. Thomas?
Oh, no, I reckon I'm kind of a coward myself. I say, I'll hold still.
didn't give me no choice. I had to do it.
Why didn't you kill him? Why didn't you kill me like you were supposed to?
Because that wouldn't do, Mary. You've got a date up north with a gas chamber.
Monday at this same hour, when you hear Jack and Doc begin the adventure of The Hermit of San Felipe Atabapo. Be with Jack and Doc when once again they face the perils of the Lost Plateau. You won't want to miss The Hermit of San Felipe Atabapo. Writing of Grant Thomas and directed by Mel Bailey. This is Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.